Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And shout out the Washington Commanders. Left hand up. Who are we? Go Commanders. And now that leaves the lonely Dallas Cowboys as the NFC team that has gone the longest without an NFC championship game appearance. So
go Cowboys.
Let's let me make this segment about the Cowboys.
It's not too late for you to find a new squad, man. Like I think given the way you've been a loyal soldier for your Cowboys, man, through thick and thin. I think it's okay to leave an abusive relationship.
Not when it comes to sports fandom. I'm not a Jason Swigard. All right. Listen, I'm sure there were Washington fans just a few years ago that are like, man, I can't do it anymore. Listen,
me and the Patriots are
Dan Snyder is a terrible owner. I can't do this.
Me and the Patriots are on a break.
Stop.
Right now. Me and the Blazers are on a break right
well, that's
now.
That's understandable.
I mean, yeah, it's just one of those things. Me and the Patriots and the Blazers, we're on a break right now just because I'm gonna be back to the Patriots. They just did some stupid stuff for right now. But the Blazers, like, we're not talking for a minute. I'm moving on.
If you're a Commanders fan, congratulations.
You're loving life.
Yeah. I mean,
they were broke up for a while, too, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Broke up with them for a minute, too.
So, then if trends continue, then just give me 2 years and the Cowboys will be in the NFC championship game.
It's not impossible.
No.
As long as Jerry's your owner, I don't think anything good's going to happen.
Owner/GM/head coach, Jerry Jones.
And I think that's the thing. Washington wasn't ish for a long time because their owner just wasn't ish and made stupid decisions, both, from a civil rights standpoint and from a football standpoint.
Just from a human standpoint.
Consistent bad decisions. Over the last couple of years, you've seen this Commanders team make great decisions. Hiring Dan Quinn, a great decision. Going out and getting Cliff Kingsbury, great decision. Drafting the Heisman winner, great decision. Over and over and over and over again. And now here they are with arguably the best rookie quarterback that we've ever seen. Is he the best rookie quarterback we've ever seen?
I want to say that, yes, Bob. I'll say it. Best rookie quarterback of all time. Now, granted, that is just a one-season sample size because it only applies to your rookie year.
No, it does.
So we'll see. I mean, I can't ever remember a rookie having this much success. Has there ever been a rookie
last year,
quarterback?
C.J. Stroud.
I know, but I mean, he's one-upped him.
I'm saying, yeah, like last year, that was the only time I can really think of. I think RG3 had a really good rookie year. Ben Roethlisberger had an amazing rookie year. He went undefeated for... like up until he got to the playoffs, I think it was.
I think Cam Newton had a pretty good rookie year too.
Yeah, so there's guys out here that had Tim Tebow's rookie year wasn't terrible, so there's guys that have had great rookie years. No, seriously,
but no rookie quarterback has ever started in the Super Bowl. There have been a few
only on Madden.
There have been a few that have gone to the conference championship game. Brock Purdy, the most recent. Mark Sanchez, Joe Flacco. Ben Roethlisberger and Sean King, but all five of those rookie quarterbacks.
Sean King, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
God, I forgot, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Hey, can I just poke the Cowboys bear a little bit more? I'm pretty sure Dak Prescott had a really good rookie season.
Dak had an amazing rookie year.
Yeah,
he did.
But he sucks.
I think that's the thing.
Well, wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat, actually.
And I think that's the thing. Like, if you look at C.J. Stroud's second year, was good, but obviously not as good as his first year, just because I think once they got a year worth of tape on you, it's a little bit tougher for you to go out there and do some of those things over and over again. I think that's why Patty Mahomes is so awesome, because, you know, after his first year, like, he came out and did it again and then did it again. And then this is his worst statistical year this year, and they're damn near undefeated. So it's kind of one of those things, like, it's not necessarily about what you do as a rookie, but how you continue to get better after everybody knows what you're doing. But you're looking at a guy in Jaden Daniels, like, I don't give a F what the numbers say. I don't give a F what history says. Like, I'm here to win. He made some amazing throws. Like 10-year veteran throws in that game yesterday.
I believe it was also, saw a little stat on the graphic during the game last night, that the first time in history a rookie quarterback has had two playoff games where they account for over 300 total yards. So at one point he had over 250 passing yards and over 50 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's done that now in back-to-back games. But yeah, I mean, it's absolutely wild that the Commanders were the season alone that they had, but going into Detroit, I mean, probably with the second or third best Super Bowl odds, and not just winning, not just skating by, not just squeaking by. Dominated,
yeah.
Like, two on touchdowns. Both sides of the ball. Yeah, a two-touchdown, 45-31 victory. You had a defensive touchdown in there. You were able to force four turnovers. I mean, one of those should not have been a turnover, because Jameson Williams, baby, what are you doing? Let's just...
Oh, baby, no. What you doing?
If you're not a quarterback and you're having to throw the ball...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And your guy is covered, just throw it out of bounds. Like, You are not. You're not that guy.
Run, take a sack, do something. Yeah, other than
don't
that.
Throw it.
Yeah.
But let's not take away. I told Joe this before the show. I am renaming Jared Goff to Interception Goff. That is now his new first name. He needs to go down to the courthouse to get that officialized. But he is now Interception Goff, or Turnover Goff, I think is actually what I said, for the rest of his career, because a fumble and three picks in the semis is
two picks for Jared Goff. All right, the third one was Jameson Williams.
Yeah, buddy. All right, fine. So three turnovers out of four that were his fault, right? He fumbled and he turned it over through the air. That is unacceptable for a veteran quarterback.
He looked like he was back in St. Louis. Yeesh. That's what it looked like. It was pretty nasty to see.
Did he ever play for St. Louis, or were they already the L.A. Rams?
I think that was actually his first. Yeah, it was the first season in L.A.
The Rams have been in L.A. for, what, 5 years now? So this is his ninth?
No, I'm fairly sure that was like Jeff Fisher taking them in. It was Jared Goff's rookie season to the Los Angeles area. Let me see here.
Was it?
Yeah. LA Rams, 2016. Yeah.
Wow.
It was
never been St. Louis. Since 2016?
No. Yeah.
Wow. Well, forgive me. It looks like he did when he was in LA for those few years before they traded him for Matt Stafford. Like, he didn't look like the confident Jared Goff that we've seen over the last couple of years.
I mean, the Lions just didn't look like the Lions we've seen over the last couple of years.
No,
I mean, it was just...
They did for a while. That first half, we can't forget, like, the wheels kind of fell off in the second half for the Lions. But in the first half, it was back and forth. They made that mistake, that fumble that you talked about.
Well, the pick six, that happened in the first half also. That made
it still close.
24-14,
right?
I want to say.
And it was still a close game going into the half. And it was like, okay, was it a 10-point lead? I can't really
I believe so.
Remember.
I think it was either 31-21 or 27-17, one of the two.
Yeah, so it was still, 31-21. So 10-point game, you still got a chance to come out there and do it. You score in the third quarter, closer game, and then fourth quarter, they just couldn't stop making mistakes. And I think sometimes that gets in teams' heads, when you tell them, man, you can't make mistakes, you can't do this, and you go out there and make all the mistakes.
But also, I mean, that goes on the team, but Dan Campbell, and he took the blame for this. You have a 4th-and-2 deep in the red zone, and you have 12 men on the field, and give them an automatic first down. Like, that is just like, when that happened, you're just like, dude, you're...
It's inexcusable.
It's like, come on, like, this is, your season is on the line, and... You already gave up a 4th down in this drive to begin with. And so Washington is going for it on 4th down again in this drive. And it's like, all right, here's your chance. If you stop them, then you can go and tie this game up. You can take it, like, you can get it back. And then you have 12 men on the effing field. Like, that is
mental mistakes. There's nothing you can say about that. Like,
at that point, when they called that, I was just like, all right. I was like, this is done. Because now they're going to score, and sure enough, they score. And I was like, that's what you get.
And here's what's crazy for me. I've never understood 12 men on the field. I've never understood how somebody can make that mistake. You know you're not a part of this play. Like, it's different if it's like if somebody's hurt or something like that, or you're sharing snaps and everything like that. But in most cases, bro, you know you're not a part of this play. Why are you on the field right now? Unless, like, somebody was hurt and they didn't tell somebody that, like, I'm going back in the game, and so they got back in there. But once you get there and find somebody's in your position, oh, shoot, I'm not in this play. Let me get off the field. So I figured somebody would know once they're both lined up in the exact same spot. Like, oh, I'm not supposed to be here right now. So 12 men on the field always kind of confused me. It's like how that mental mistake happens.
Well, and I can't remember at that point. Can't you burn a timeout, too, if you need to?
Possibly. I think there's a certain point
where you're not allowed to call it.
Yeah,
so I think that's what I'm thinking about.
Or when the refs called the penalty,
exactly.
So it was just too late for them to do that.
Well, the coaches need to be on top of that, too. It's like Rashad asking, how can the players themselves? I always lean on, okay, who the hell is organizing this? And that's where you look to. It's like, well, somebody on the coaching staff screwed that one up.
Well, and then, so at that point, it's 38-28, and then the next drive is when you have the Jameson Williams interception, the receiver pass, where I was thinking, because who the receiver coach for the Lions is, Rashad? Antoine Randall-Ill.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. So something tells me that he got in on the headset, and he's like, you guys.
Let's run the play that we practice, guys.
Here
we go.
You know what's worked for me pretty well in the playoffs?
Annexation of Puerto Rico, guys. Let's go.
I have a little bit of history running this wide receiver pass. I think you guys should give that a try.
Why not put it in there? I think it was a good idea.
Also, Jameson Williams with his touchdown. I don't know if you saw his touchdown celebration.
I kind of did.
Oh, my God. He was just he was giving the three pumps to the ground. Like, it was, he was straight up humping the ground.
Yeah, doing some crybaby, doing the crybaby?
Jahmyr Gibbs and I think it was Amon-Ra St. Brown, like, sprinted over to him and, like, pulled him up. Like, bro, do not.
Yeah, don't ever do that ever again. That's not a good one.
It's like, yeah, Jesus.
I got to check it out. It sounds like he might have been doing the crybaby or something. But it was, honestly, the second half was a disappointing effort. Like, I understand, like, the fumble happened. I totally thought that the Lions were going to come back in the second half and make it their game. Then they scored in the third, and it was like, okay. Here they go. This is going to be where the Lions kind of take over and ultimately pull this game out. And the rookie quarterback said not to be, and he had a great game. He's continued to have great games in the playoffs so far on his way to the NFC Championship. I don't know, man. Like, I think Washington could go to the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, considering the way they've played over the last couple of games and really over the course of the season – the Commanders could end up in the Super Bowl this year.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.